Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Sean Boyd, agricultural economist for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In terms of the Council's planting intention survey, which was released in earlier February, our survey indicated U.S. farmers intend to plant 9.19 million acres of upland cotton and 236,000 acres of ELS. The upland area differs a little bit with USDA's March planting perspective report. Their upland area is projected to be 9.4 million acres. That's down 13.3% from 2014, while the ELS area is actually projected at 150,000 acres, a 21.9% decrease.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Projected upland area in the southeast of 2.19 million acres represents a decrease of 18.1% from the previous year. All states in the region intend to decrease cotton acreage in 2015. For the Mid-South, projected plantings of 1.06 million acres represents a 27.5% drop in cotton acres from the previous year. All states in the region are expected to see a drop in cotton acres between 17.6% and 38.2%. States expected to see a drop of 30% or more include Tennessee, Arkansas, and Missouri. The smallest decline in acres is expected for Mississippi, down 17.6% to an estimated 350,000 acres of planted cotton.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Texas producers intend to plant 5.7 million acres of upland cotton. That's down 8.1% from the previous year. Cotton acres in Kansas are also expected to fall 22.6% to an estimated 24,000 acres. Producers in Oklahoma are expected to plant 260,000 acres in 2015, up 8.3% from the previous year.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Down 30% to an estimated 175,000 planted acres. Arizona is expected to see the largest percentage decrease in cotton acres in the region with an estimated 95,000 acres of cotton planted. That's down almost 37%. California and New Mexico are also expected to decrease their upland acres in 2015, with plantings estimated at 45,000 acres for California and 35,000 acres for New Mexico.